The Sky is Falling, presented by Science at NASA. NASA researchers are mining old Apollo seismic data for clues to lunar meteoroid impacts. April 28, 2006. Up on the moon, the sky is falling. Every day, more than a metric ton of meteoroids hits the moon, says Bill Cook of the Marshall Space Flight Center's Meteoroid Environment Office. They literally fall out of the sky in all shapes and sizes, from specks of comet dust to full-blown asteroids, traveling up to 100,000 miles per hour. And when they hit, they do not disintegrate harmlessly in the atmosphere, as most would on Earth. On the airless moon, meteoroids hit the ground. Apollo astronauts are never bothered by these projectiles. The moon has a surface area roughly equal to the continent of Africa. If you spread the impacts over so much terrain, the probability of being hit is very low, says Cook. It helped that the astronauts didn't stay long. Adding all Apollo missions together, they were on the lunar surface less than 2 weeks. The odds of being hit during such a short time were, again, very low. But what about next time? Following the vision for space exploration, NASA is sending astronauts back to the moon to stay longer and build bigger bases, read bigger targets, than Apollo astronauts ever did. The odds of something precious being hit will go up. Should NASA be worried? That's what Cook and NASA colleague Ann Diekman are trying to find out. The truth is, we really don't know how many meteoroids hit the moon every day, Cook says. Our best estimates come from the Standard Meteoroid Model, which NASA uses to evaluate hazards to the space station and the space shuttle. Problem: the standard model is based mainly on Earth data. In other words, satellite observations of meteoroids hitting Earth's upper atmosphere and human observations of meteors flitting across the night sky. The standard model, says Cook, may not work well for the moon. For lunar purposes, we need more data, he says. Fortunately, there are more data. They come from Apollo. Clues to how often and how hard the moon is hit lie in data from four seismometers placed on the moon by the Apollo 12, 14, 15, and 16 missions during the years 1969 through 1972. They operated until NASA turned them off in 1977. For years, the seismometers recorded all manner of tremors and jolts, including almost 3,000 moonquakes, 1,700 meteoroid strikes, and 9 spacecraft deliberately crashed into the moon. All these data were transmitted to Earth for analysis. Here's what's interesting, says Cook. Of some 12,000 events recorded by the seismometers, less than half have been explained by known phenomena. There are thousands of tremors caused by no one knows what. But he has a hunch. Many of them may be meteoroid impacts. Apollo scientists were very bright, says Cook, but they didn't have the benefit of modern computers. We do. Cook and Diekman are now loading the old seismic data into machines at the Marshall Space Flight Center, where they can perform rapid digital calculations at speeds impossible 30 years ago, rapidly trying new algorithms to find previously unrecognized impacts. Critical to the analysis are the 9 man-made impacts. NASA deliberately crashed some spacecraft into the moon while the seismometers were operating, he explains. They were the empty ascent stages of 4 lunar modules, Apollo 12, 14, 15, and 17, and the S-4B stages of 5 Saturn rockets, Apollo 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Those seismic waveforms tell researchers what an impact should look like. Also, in 1972, an 1,100-kilogram asteroid hit the moon just north of Mare Nubium, the Sea of Clouds. It was a major impact recorded at all 4 seismic stations. When we look at the seismic waveform of that asteroid, says Cook, we see that it has the same characteristics as the man-made impacts, a good sign that we know what we're doing. Cook and Diekman plan to hunt for impacts in the Apollo seismic records using these known waveforms as a reference. In theory, they should be able to pick out tremors from objects as small as 10 centimeters or 4 inches across, weighing as little as 1 kilogram. 4 inches doesn't sound like much, but traveling at cosmic velocities, a 4-inch meteoroid can blast a crater as wide as your desk. According to the standard model, such meteoroids hit the moon approximately 400 times a year, more than once a day. Picture a map of Africa stuck with 400 pushpins. The Apollo seismic dataset can test that prediction and many others. The analysis is just beginning. We hope to find many impacts, Cook says. Regardless of the final numbers, however, their work will have value. We're developing new algorithms to find impacts in seismic data. Eventually, Cook believes, next-generation seismometers will be placed on the Moon and Mars to monitor quakes and other things. And when the data start pouring in, we'll be ready. This story was written by Tony Phillips and Dave Dooling. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.